All right. It's been a pretty exciting day. Today's my day off. I had to go to the dentist. Unfortunately, I lost a tooth today. Ouch. Damn, that hurt. But here's the insightful thing I noticed. I'm going into the dentist. I notice he's got a Keurig machine with those little K-cup things that are kind of expensive. And he just got a new office. I like the dentist. He's a cool dude. So anyway, so Dr. Schinner, he's got this thing, the new office, looks real fancy. I'm thinking, well, those K-cup things are kind of expensive. And then I thought about it. Oh, my God. Nobody uses those things on the way in because, yes, if they drink the coffee, well, then it'll be, you know, they just brush their teeth and floss, and they haven't flossed in 6 months, and the dentist will know they haven't flossed in 6 months if they drink out of the K-cup. So they don't drink the coffee on the way in, you know, the K-cup coffee, hot chocolate, whatever. And then I thought, it's still kind of and then I thought, realized, oh my God, they don't drink them on the way out either, because by the time you leave, Schinner's pulled out. That's Dr. Schinner, by the way. He's pulled out his medieval instruments of torture. And and I don't care what you're getting done. You're leaving and you're in pain. By the time you're done, you're not eating anything hot or cold or any, you know, actually eating anything at all. The only thing I was eating was a bunch of gauze because I had to bite down on it to stop, you know, bleeding because that tooth they pulled. Oh, God, that sucked. You know, it wasn't very painful when they pulled it. It was just that sound. That sound is just, I'll be hearing that in my old age at the nursing home. So I thought, wow, pretty extravagant, you know, putting a Keurig machine in the front office there in the lobby. And then I realized, no, nobody ever uses it because they're afraid to before they go in. And they hurt too much on the way out. But I was thinking about this. The dentist is on my way to work. He's only about a block away from my house. From now on, it's going to stop in and say, hey, guys, just thought I'd stop in and see you. Just came in for my coffee. Nobody else is going to drink it. I don't have an appointment today. I'm just here for the coffee. Well, the hot chocolate in my case. And I just thought that was funny. So I got today off. Today's Thursday. Just hanging out at the house. New co-driver's working out pretty good. Nick, the new Doug. I call him New Doug. New Doug's working out great. Getting back in time. Too many uhs. And let's see what else is going on. Oh, I'm going to take a nap because my tooth is killing me. Well, I guess I can't say my tooth since I don't have it anymore. Oh, painful, painful. Just at that age. But anyway, Saturday morning, leave out for Portland. Hopefully the weather will be good. I want to get home as quick as possible. Not too much left time on this bid. Not too much time left on this bid. Yeah, let's try that one again. It's hard to talk. I got all that gauze in my mouth. So anyway, that's what's going on. I got almost all my episodes cataloged. I got a ways to go still. I'm getting that all straightened out. Hopefully I'll be back podcasting regularly. I got a new recorder. I'm looking forward to using it. I don't know. I got some ideas. I'm thinking again. I got some ideas. I just wish Anchor would quit changing things. As soon as I get used to things, they start changing it again. So that's all I got going on. And if you guys want to look at any photos of anything I've got, I just started putting them up on Facebook. Look for Trucking with Kingfish. Same name as the podcast. You'll find all my stuff there. And see what I have. I try to just put up different things, different photos, things I see over the road. And then if there's an episode that corresponds with it, I'll try to write it up there. But anyway, I just started that, so don't expect too much from that. All right. Have a beautiful day. Talk to you later.